sport on RTE Radio 1 with the new Sportage plug-in hybrid, now at your local Kia dealer. For more, log on to kia.com.
The man with the news is Des Cowell, and he's here beside us.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of news, Paul, and the big GA news, a lot of management. There's so much happening with GA managers. But Davy Fitzgerald has been confirmed as the new Waterford senior hurling manager. Big talking point. He returns to the role he served previously between 2008 and 2011. And his record in that spell is very interesting, because in that four seasons, he led Waterford to four successive All-Ireland semi-finals. To take that now, and he led them to their last Munster final success back in 2010. He signed up for 2 years with the option of a third year. No selectors or backroom team has been named yet. We hope to be talking to Davy in an hour's time here in the programme. But
lots of questions.
Well, yeah, well,
what's he going to do?
Well, he has a great, very talented group. Like, they won the league, and everyone's saying, oh, it's Waterford are going to take on Limerick. And then Waterford collapsed in the Munster Championship with all the potential they had. So I think it's a group that has a lot of potential. Yeah. So it'll be interesting times. Anyway, the strong speculation also that Liam Sheedy and Eamon O'Shea are to take charge of the Offaly Hurlers. They previously combined to lead Tipperary to All-Ireland success. And Michael Dignan, the Offaly chairman, is very busy because last night in Offaly, Kerryman Liam Kearns was ratified as the new county senior football manager. He succeeds John Mohan, who resigned the role after 4 years in charge. No backroom team has been named yet. As you've been hearing on the programme, the IABA's chairperson Kieran Kirwan and CEO Fergal Cruth have resigned. Boxing has been in the news for all kinds of reasons in recent months. Their decision follows the rejection by delegates of the proposals on good corporate governance at the IABA's EGM. Minister for Sport Jack Chambers confirmed that all state funding for boxing would be cut, with the exception of money earmarked for athletes in the high performance unit, after the IABA members voted overwhelmingly to reject proposed governance reform. Una May, the CEO of Sport Ireland, will join us later in the programme. Now, in soccer, there was huge disappointment for both Sligo Rovers and St Patrick Athletic as their European campaigns have come to an end in the Europa Conference League. St Pat suffered a very frustrating 2-0 home defeat to CSKA. Sophie, did you watch it?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, they had a lot of chances, hadn't they, in the last 15 minutes. And despite creating those chances, a controversial late penalty knocked them out 2-1 on aggregate. It was a fractious game.
Oh.
A lot of yellow cards. There was a scuffle involving up to 20 players after the full-time whistle, adding to St Pat's despair. It appeared a player from each team got a red card in that. But here's what Pat's manager Tim Clancy had to say afterwards.
Listen, we're really disappointed. They've scored from a corner, set piece, obviously first half. Gareth says very good in the air, so we're disappointed with that one. And then a strange decision to give a free kick in front of the dugout. And then looking back at the penalty decision, it hits their player's hand first before it goes onto Harry's hand. So on that side of things, over the two legs with different sets of officials, I feel we certainly weren't getting any of the decisions. And that's a huge decision tonight, to give a free kick in front of the dugout when we're on an attack, and then to give the penalty when you look at it back, it hits Garces' hand first, he heads it onto his own hand, then onto Harry's hand. So it's moments like that are huge for the likes of us to go through against a hugely established club in European football in regards to CSK. And it's a sore one. When you look at the game in Moura, we probably wouldn't have been the favourites either. We did very well, players were outstanding for the four games we had in Europe this year, and it's with pride that we go out. It wasn't that we went out with a performance that we weren't happy with or that we were frustrated with how we played. I thought we played excellently in all four games. It's unfortunate here, we're sitting here at the end of the fourth game in Europe and we're frustrated more than anything else.
Well, that's the frustration of Tim Clancy there. Yeah. Well, they should have got a goal. Sligo Rovers, meanwhile, they atoned for last week's 5-1 defeat in Norway. They beat Viking 1-0 at the showgrounds. Will Fitzgerald scored the only goal of the game. Sligo also missed a penalty, but a good end to their campaign in front of big home support. Now, the Irish show jumping team of Dennis Lynch, Bertram Allen, Keane O'Connor and Daniel Coyle has qualified for today's World Championships final in Denmark. A shot at Olympic qualification at stake along with the World Championship medal. The top five nations today will qualify for the Olympics in Paris. Meanwhile, the European Championships in 9 different sports are underway in Munich. It was a perfect start in rowing for Olympic champions Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy. They're through to the final of the lightweight men's double sculls, having won their heat by a distance. Victory also for the women's 4 of Emer Lam, Tara Hanlon, Afrik Kyo and Natalie Long. The full roundup of all the day's results from Munich on the RT website, with coverage continuing on RT television. In golf, at the St. Jude Championship in Memphis, the first event of the FedEx Series on the PGA Tour, Korea's Siwoo Kim and America JJ Spawn lead on 8 under par. Both opened rounds of 62. Shane Lowry had a double bogey near the end of his round. See, he's 2 under. Rory McIlroy level par, and Seamus Power is 1 over. Leona Maguire, second place for her going into round 2 of the ISPS Handa World Invitational in Galgorm and Massadreen in County Antrim. The Cavan woman shot a 5 under par and a 68. She's 1 shot adrift of the American Amanda Doherty. In cricket, Ireland recorded a 5-wicket win over Afghanistan to take a 2-0 lead in the 5-match T20 series. The hosts limited the visitors to 122 for 8 after 20 overs. Ireland reached their target in the 19th over. In racing, Boundless Ocean booked an Irish Champion Stakes shot, having made all in the Desmond Stakes at Leopardstown, and this evening's racing action is at Cork and Tramore.